Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
What's one way to experience more meaning in your life? Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. In just a minute, we're going to talk about how you can think less and live more. But first, don't forget to visit leadx.org. You'll find hundreds of articles from the best business and career writers out there. leadx.org. Our guest today is a self-described overthinker. Her work has appeared in Forbes, Fast Company, and the Huffington Post. She's the author of four books, and her newest is Think Less, Live More. Our guest is Shelley Rowe. Shelley, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm glad you joined us. I'm excited. We're going to talk about Think Less, Live More in just a minute. But first, will you share with our listeners a time when you failed, maybe early in your career? What'd you learn from it?
Of course, happy to. Kevin, I'm an engineer, so I've been in the engineering profession for quite a long time, and one of the attributes that I have is I'm a very logical, rational, methodical thinker, and for many years early in my career, that served me well. But when I started moving up and getting into higher level management positions and had my sights set on the executive level, it just wasn't working, and I wasn't getting promotions, I just wasn't competing well with other candidates. And at the same time, I've been in relationships with a variety of different relationships that seemed like they should have been great, but something was just not right. And it was through the help of a counselor who helped me begin to understand the value of how I felt. And that's what made all the difference. It was combining not just what I thought about a situation, but how I felt about it. Because as I moved into, and as any of us move into higher level management positions, the decisions we are called to make are not always just fact-based, and there's more to it than just data. And it was when I learned how to combine thinking and feeling that it made all the difference in my career, and it also made the difference in my private life.
I can certainly relate to that. And it was a counselor who said to me, she had to keep reminding me over and over again, Kevin, you're answering from your thinking place. Stop going to your thinking place. Yes. Tell me about what you're feeling. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, nature or nurture, but I do sort of tend to go to that logical thinking place. So how do we define what is overthinking? Who is an overthinker?
Well, I think we all know when we're overthinking something, and quite a lot of people tell me that they have a tendency to overthink. Not everybody, but quite a lot relate to overthinking. And it's that situation we get into when we just churn and churn and we're spinning and we go over it again and again in our heads, and it becomes so frustrating, and it frankly is a waste of time and it's a waste of energy. And it's when that we're I use neuroscience in my work, and it's when we're in that part of the brain that is the logical functioning part of the brain, and we're overusing it and shutting out the wisdom that we have in that intuitive part of our brain. So when I work with people around overthinking, it's about how to recognize when we're doing it and then how to kind of tune in to the feeling part of the brain and begin to give it more voice and combine it with what we're thinking.
This is perfect, Shelley, because I wanted to go deeper into that. You talk about kind of tapping into that intuitive part. You use the phrase in your book, honor our feelings. So how do we begin to honor our feelings, especially if we're naturally doing the overthinking?
Well, and what I talk about, Kevin, is that first of all, we have to recognize when we're overthinking it. And most people can.
Right.
It's when we're saying to ourselves, you know, this is just taking way too much time. We've been over this again and again and again. In those moments, that's when it's time to recognize it and then take a step back. What I work with people around is to notice the nagging feeling that's inside and to give it a name. And I think it's interesting that we've been taught in our society to honor thinking so much that when we get that little nagging feeling inside that holds us back from making a decision, we tend to just shove it away because we think we're not supposed to be feeling. There's no place for feelings at work. That's what I was taught, right? So we have to relearn how to recognize the nagging feeling and then to name it. So what I say is notice the nagging feeling, give it a name, and it might sound something like this. You know, why am I making this so hard? And you go, wow, you know, I'm just uncomfortable, and that's the name. I'm uncomfortable about how this decision is going to be perceived by my colleagues. Or I'm afraid that my boss isn't going to support this new direction. So you hear the naming of the feeling. I'm uncomfortable. I'm afraid. I'm worried. All of that is naming of the nagging feeling. And when we can name it, it takes it from the subconscious into the conscious, where we can begin to skillfully unravel it, understand it, and either use the wisdom it brings or set it aside because it's actually not helpful.
To make this really practical for our audience, let's say out there, you know, one of my listeners is a 30-something-year-old professional woman, and there's a new job opening in her company. And how would she know if she's overthinking it? Like, you know, should I apply to this position or not? How might she be overthinking it? How would she balance the decision to apply or not to apply?
And that's a great example. In fact, I actually lived that example. So first of all, I think she would know she was overthinking it because she'd be at that frustration place. You know, I have analyzed this. I've made pro and con lists. I've looked at it from every possible angle, and I still can't make a decision. And I'm exhausted. You know, I'm not sleeping, all of those things. Those are all symptoms of overthinking it. What I would recommend and what I didn't do, but I wish I had done when I was in that situation, is to not only look at, yes, it's not a bad idea to make a pro and con list. What I tell people is to put your feelings on the pro and con list. So yeah, look at all the reasons that you might want to apply, why you're hesitating, and then take a step back and say, what do I feel about this? Why am I hesitating? And then this is really important, Kevin. When you ask that question, give yourself a chance to answer it. And then the answer is coming from inside. You know, I'm worried I'm not up for it. I'm not ready yet. Or I'm ready. I'm afraid that I'll apply and I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to get turned down and that's going to feel awful. So notice, ask yourself, what am I feeling around this? Why am I hesitating? Then name it. Once you have the name, now we can work with it. A lot of times, it's fear that holds us back or makes us uncomfortable. Once you can understand that that is a fear-based reaction, now you can go, well, why am I afraid? And it might be that you have that underlying, I call them stuck stories. Let's say it's, I'm afraid that I'm going to put myself out there and they're not going to pick me. Well, why does that make me afraid? And maybe you realize that part of your sense of self-worth is by getting that affirmation. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, a more balanced thinking, feeling approach where you literally put the feelings in that pro and con and you know, helps you to identify your stuck stories, some limiting beliefs that are coming into play.
Correct. Yes.
Shelley, before we wrap up, I'd like to challenge our listeners to become 1% better every day. What's something that people could try out literally today?
Have them do what we just talked about. When they get unsure about a decision, and it happens to us all the time, when they get to that point, take a step back and notice and name the nagging feeling. What's holding me back? How do I feel about it? It's basic. And when you notice the nagging feeling and can name it, many times it's as simple as that, you can move past the feeling and make a decision.
What's the best way our listeners can find out more about your work and what you're doing?
They can go to my website. It's shelleyrowe.com, and that's O-W. My book, Think Less, Live More, is available on Amazon as well as barnesandnoble.com. And from my website, there's an opportunity to enter your information and get my newsletter as well. That comes out weekly.
Excellent. All right, friends, you've just been mentored by Shelley Rowe. Don't forget, you can get links and notes from this interview over at leadx.org, and you can get Shelley's new book from amazon.com or your favorite bookstore. One more thing, friendly listeners. If you've gotten even one new idea from the LeadX show, I want to encourage you to go onto iTunes, search for LeadX, hit subscribe, and then just leave a short, honest review. It'll only take a couple of minutes. And by the way, if you do that, let me know. Send me an email. I'm at kevin@leadx.org, and we'll invite you into our private ambassador group on Facebook. We do monthly raffles, giving away cool prizes, usually electronics, lots of free books, Q&A sessions with our guests, and just have a lot of fun. Until next time, remember, leadership isn't about authority, it's about influence. We are all leaders. The question is, how are you going to lead today?